burglar deterrent. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Totalitarianism at its worst. At it again. Federal authorities charge white knockout suspect with hate crime. Divide and conquer is what they're attempting to do, friends. You ready for this? Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, waving at you right now online. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. Maybe pretty, well, I suspect sooner or later they're going to want a camera on you too, Stephanie. Or maybe they want the camera just on you and not me.
Yeah, we'll have to see what the comments are on that.
We will. Folks, welcome to the show. We appreciate your listening time and the time that you take out of your day to listen to us and tolerate us for the most part. And, friends, if you haven't listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio before and you're wondering why everybody is, well, actually, why a lot of people are, why don't you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new website up just over the last couple weeks here. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check out both of my pages on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, one fan page, one personal page, still have a little room on the personal page, Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, friends. If you guys are Twitter active, please jump on there and kind of help me along as to how this whole Twitter world works. That's the East Coast version of Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, did you like that?
And down south, what, like Twitter?
Twitter.
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 And
when you go to the East Coast, it's Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah, Twitter.
In Minnesota, it's like Twitter.
Yes.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Folks, if you'd like to call in, you can do that too. 1-866-233-0747. Do not wait till the last 15 minutes. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, of course. And it's a work of faith and a labor of love. Can't be one without the other. We do what we do because we love. And by the way, the law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. So we are living and doing what we're called to do because we love, because we see the sacrifice of the Son of God on the behalf of the world, the sins of the world. He was the propitiation and is the propitiation of the sins of the world. Folks, this is the radio show where we think not for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is...
It almost sounds like a Batman intro when I was a little kid.
Hold on. You said we think not for ourselves, actually. You mean where we think for ourselves.
Oh, did I say that?
You said we think not for ourselves. It's okay.
Been one of those
days.
That turkey blood's getting into my brain.
I know. I was just going to say a Merry Christmas to everyone. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas Day yesterday. Do we have, like, a clip of someone crying? Christmas is now officially over. It's so sad.
I'm not sad about it.
Oh,
I'm actually glad about
Christmas.
It.
Well, you're kind of young.
I don't mind Christmas, but Christmas is like one of the boringest days in the world to me because it's just us and the guys are standing around saying, Dad, is today going to be a good day? To me, it isn't, because we're going to sit around and I can't handle it. I got to get out of the house.
I got to get out and
do something.
You're always on the move. So that one day where you can't be on the move just kills you.
Yes, it does. Yeah, well, remember what Martin Luther, the great reformer, when he said, he quote unquote, he said, if I rest, I rust.
Mm-hmm.
He's right.
Well, I hear that. Well, it's nice to have one day to rest. Hopefully you all had a very restful and blessed Christmas. And, of course, we're going to highlight this till the end of the week. Even though Christmas is officially over, there is New Year's. You know, everyone has to have a holiday, some excuse to celebrate something. But this would be a good reason to celebrate is our Christmas package of the week, which is the last week we can do this. We're continuing on from Monday. Of course, Christmas was just yesterday and Wednesday. But what we have is our Sons of Liberty Christmas package. And what it contains is our Sons of Liberty t-shirt and also a Prayer to Rock the Capitol DVD. For those of you who have heard about the prayer before, Bradley gave a prayer in front of the House of Representatives here in the state of Minnesota. It tells you what really went on that day. It hit the fan. 2,000 outlets across America picked it up.
Within 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. What did this guy say? You're going to find out.
If you want to know who your enemies are, try to change something.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like William Booth said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
That's a positive.
And we've been troubling the present for righteousness' sake.
Yes.
So if you would like to go ahead and find out what really happened that day and get this Christmas package with the Sons of Liberty, as Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I always like to add the hearts of men. It is a $20 donation if you go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. And for maybe some of our listeners, sons and daughters of liberty, who have been so busy during this Christmas season, and you're just kind of tuning in again, we want to let you know we have a brand new website out there, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I think it rocks.
Oh, I second that. It totally rocks. You got to check it out.
It does. Second enough.
And then you can pick up your Christmas package with the Sons of Liberty while you're there. It's again shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I want to let all of our listeners know that your new article is coming out tonight on WND, and then of course the 36 other different outlets upon that. After tonight.
Outside of that.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, this article is called At War
Unless,
with...
Unless, of course, you meant to say that they're piggybacking that first column that's going to
that's
be...
That's, you know, that, I like
because that.
That
would be a pun.
That's exactly what I meant.
See how this works?
You just polish everything up.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to have you here with me.
Yes.
But this one I'm excited about. It's called At War with God, Know the Difference. It's a really, really good article about Pierce Morgan being spanked by Dr. Michael Brown.
We'll talk a little bit about that today. I will actually play the audio.
Okay.
This is great stuff.
It's very exciting. And, of course, you know, Michael Brown, I was actually in school at a school.
Okay, let's get to that later, though, because it's totalitarianism. See, totalitarianism, friends, is ineffective when you understand who you are. And this piece that we're going to play with Piers Morgan getting spanked by Dr. Michael Brown is such a prime example of what happens when Americans do know what they're talking about, because it sets these guys right over their lap and it just whacks them on the backside.
I'm excited to hear it. I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just skip that. Get everyone excited. You know,
get ready for the spanking, friends.
That's right.
Yes.
Thorough spanking is always nice.
Scriptural spanking.
That's right. And I'm going to just highlight a couple different things and I'll turn it back over to you. Some great gold nuggets, which I always appreciate, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and also Bradley Dean on Facebook. Theodore Roosevelt said this: a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education.
True that.
Amen. I thought that was
true,
awesome from Theodore Roosevelt. Amen.
Yeah. Yep.
So you have to know your Bible before you can know anything else.
Now, I'm not saying now people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But we also need to understand, if we look at the opposite of that and put knowledge before God, because we need to keep in mind, friends, God speaks to the heart, not the head.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge puffeth up. So we have to be careful and understand that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And why did he do that? So no flesh should glory in his presence. That's why.
That's right. And also, speaking of colleges, you have to be careful where you go nowadays because there's a lot of indoctrination going on.
Namely, professed Christian colleges. Yep. Sorry to say it, but it's true.
One more good gold nugget. Nothing teaches us about the preciousness of the Creator as much as when we learn the emptiness of everything else. That's by Charles Spurgeon.
Amen. When we come back, we're going to talk about what makes totalitarianism ineffectual. Knowledge. That's how it works. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I hope you're sitting down for this one. Just kind of maintain the information I'm going to give to you. Folks, totalitarianism at its very worst is happening constantly as they are incessantly attacking America through methods where they decry that they are being bullied when in fact they are perpetuating the crimes. I talk much about this topic. But interestingly enough, you've heard, I'm sure, about all these knockout games going across the country and they're black on white crimes. Now we gotta be careful of this, friends, because scripture tells us that all nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are, just to clarify, I got a black guitar player, I get it, got black friends, got black preacher friends, there's no difference between them and me except the color of their skin. They all bleed red. We all do. But in saying that, friends, it's interesting how this administration continuously and incessantly attacks the American people by dividing them through methods. Folks, if the lie won't work, then they attempt the color. If the color doesn't work, well, then what are they going to do next? Federal authorities said Thursday that they have arrested and charged a Texas man in connection with the knockout game, accusing him of a hate crime for targeting a black man for a vicious street attack. Okay? Most knockout victims that appeared in news reports have been white, but the Justice Department said in the instance the victim was a 79-year-old black man and stepped in with federal judges. By the way, friends, I want to make clear that you understand that all crime is motivated by hate. All crime is motivated by hate. I go on. Suspected crimes of this nature will simply not be tolerated, said Kenneth Magidison. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas said, evidence of hate crimes will be vigorously investigated and prosecuted with the assistance of all our partners to the fullest extent of the law. Not when it's a bunch of Black Panthers guarding the polling booths. No, not those kind of hate crimes. Not that kind of bullying. Not that method of totalitarianism. It only works when it's white on black, not black on white. It's the same thing with the homosexual agenda, friends. They attack whom they will, but if you say anything contrary, we just seen last week, we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes, then it's hate. When in fact, friends, when you begin to look behind the curtain concerning both sides and both issues, black on white, and the homosexuals attacking whom they will, you can see that they're using this to incite domestic insurrection. Like it or not, friends, it's the facts. This is how they're playing the game. The methods are nothing new under the sun. So all you have to do is look back and see who this administration emulates, because it is attempting to emulate dictators. But how does it work through those that know the difference? Let me get back to this article. According to justice officials, Mr. Barrett recorded himself on his cell phone attacking the 79-year-old man, laughing and saying knockout as he runs away. The 79-year-old man had his jaw broken in the November 24th attack. The plan is to see if I were to hit a black person, would this be nationally televised? Mr. Barrett says in the video, according to the authorities. Interestingly enough, he was tempting the authorities to see how they would respond. Now keep in mind again, this knockout game, a majority of the cases, hands down easy. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that I have not yet seen one where it has been white on black up until this point. It's always been black on white. But for some reason, the black on white's getting a pass, but the white on the black isn't. Now, friends, I also want to tell you that if I'd have been here and I'd have seen this little white punk hit this 79-year-old black man, I would have dealt with lawfully as a citizen because I love my country. As a citizen because I love my country, I apologize. I would have dealt with this punk that hit this 79-year-old black man. But he said the plan, the white kid that punched the 79-year-old black man said, the plan is to see if I were to hit a black person, would this be nationally televised? Knockout in which someone decides to attack a random victim and tries to knock him or her out with one punch has been in the news after a spat of assaults in recent weeks. The game has been spawned, and it has spawned a fierce debate since many of the reported victims have been white and their assailants have been black. But hate crime charges have been all but non-existent when it's black on white, but when it's white on black, the charges are there to be filed. Last month, New York authorities did charge one person with a hate crime, saying the assailant targeted a Jewish man. They didn't say if he was white or black. But friends, again, we're talking about totalitarianism to the max. Again, keep in mind, just let's go back during, was it 2008, 2010, 2012? Well, remember when the Black Panthers were there guarding the polling booths? Remember how they were standing there with weapons in their hands, and for some reason, the Attorney General of the United States of America stood down? Folks, we've been hearing report after report after report after report of black-on-white crimes, and why have they been given a pass? I mean, we can even go back to Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. Remember how bad they tried? Oh, how bad they slipped into it, fell into the hole that they themselves have dug when they tried to create Zimmerman out to be a white man when, in fact, that failed the litmus test, like, to a T due to the fact that he was Spanish? It didn't work for their propaganda, their agenda? Do you remember all this, friends? This is coming from this administration. This is the methodology that they are attempting to use. And friends, I always say this when I'm at a tea party. If you understand this one thing, you will gain 100 yards in no time at all concerning your freedoms. You got to understand their methodology in order to combat it. And when you understand it, then you can combat it. But if you don't, you can't combat it. You just end up confused. Keep in mind, these people are decrying victim status. They love to pull your hair and smack your face while they themselves are perpetuating the crimes. That's exactly what's going on here, too. They are singling out who they want to actually file charges against. And for some reason, the writing's all over the wall. It's okay, according to this administration, this attorney general, this criminal in office, to go ahead and blame white people for committing crimes against black, but not the black on the white, when in fact all of them should be charged. And one thing you got to ask yourself is, who is the racist in these particular situations? You got to ask yourself. It's right there, friends. You can't get away from who the racists are. You get a bunch of these old people that are trying to incite domestic insurrection from the likes from the uncivil leaders like the Al Sharptons of the world and the Jesse Jackson wannabe uncivil rights leaders who should know better. Hey, folks, the race issue is water under the bridge, but they attempt to keep bringing it forth over and over and over and over because they're still the victims. What are they the victims of? I'd love to get the uncivil rights leader, wannabe leader. See, friends, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, because they couldn't play the man, because they didn't have a call of God on their life the way that MLK did. See, what they do is they attempt to be like him, when in fact they can't be like him because they ain't got what it takes. And yes, I said ain't. You have a bunch of racists that are playing the victims as to an issue that died long ago. You know, it's interesting. I'm the drummer for an international band called Junkyard Prophet. And when we would go out and play, you should see the praise that our black guitar player got from all. I didn't see race as being an issue one time in public schools. I didn't see race as being an issue with being with my guitar player on the bus or at a restaurant anywhere. No, I did see a lot of favor, just like I see the same thing in sports today. I don't see race as being an issue. I see favor. Matter of fact, I told my guitar player at one point, I said, man, if I was a black dude right now, I'd be capitalizing because the white people at large, and by the way, the majority of the American people were happy to see a black president in the White House for the very first time until they began to see what he was attempting to do. Namely, fundamentally transform America, even if he had to create race wars in the process. And that's exactly what they're doing. But again, friends, I don't see a race issue anywhere. I got lots of black friends. I go out to the restaurant with them. I don't see people looking at them like, hey, what's that black dude doing here? I don't see it. Because it, again, friends, does not belong to this generation. But what this administration is attempting to do is resurrect race wars. And it's a methodology, friends, of totalitarianism. And if you ask yourself, Bradley, why do you talk about this so much? Because until you understand their methodology, you will not be able to combat it. So, friends, what we're going to do is when we come back, and by the way, I'm talking about white-on-black crimes. Federal authorities charge white kid for knocking out a black man with hate crime. Do your due diligence and you'll see that there's been quite a few black-on-white crimes, friends. And again, let's not make this a race issue and understand what this administration is attempting to do. They are attempting to divide and conquer. And friends, enough is enough. Let's call them out for what they are. Let's come back, friends, as a matter of fact, and let's talk about Michael Brown. Dr. Michael Brown, he publicly spanks Piers Morgan concerning the homosexual agenda. Oh, how's that working out, Piers? Well, you're about to find out. Sons of...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I know everybody's excited about Piers Morgan getting his spanking. For those that did not know, Piers Morgan is an alleged criminal out of England. And if you want a little background on that, you're going to have to do your due diligence because I don't want to get off track here. But anyways, case in point here. Just this week, in the fallout over Wednesday's suspension of Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson by A&E for his anti-gay and racist remarks, GLAAD is experiencing record levels of backlash. What happens when America stands up to their totalitarianism? In the 5.5 years I've worked at GLAAD, it's a homosexual LGBT media outlet, friends, I never received so many violent and angry phone calls and social media posts attacking GLAAD for us speaking out against these comments. The media watchdog organization's vice president of communications, Richard Ferraro, told The Wrap. He said these reactions range from those who simply believe as Robertson believes. No, as God believes.
Mm-hmm.
As the American patriot believes. See how they omit law? It's always equality, but it is never reference to law, is it?
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting how that works. So what's happening? There's a whole lot of backlash going on across America right now. And why is that happening? Because the American people are standing up. Matter of fact, we just seen not too long ago where Cracker Barrel came out because they said they didn't want to offend anybody. Who was it that they didn't want to offend? The 1.6% of the population that are trying to upend the Constitution? Just think about that. 312 million people, and they didn't want to offend 1.6% of that population. How did that work out for Cracker Barrel? It didn't work out well for Cracker Barrel, did it? No, it didn't at all, as a matter of fact, friends. Because soon thereafter, what they did is they said that they wanted to remove Duck Dynasty's products from their stores. Cracker Barrel did. And once the American people caught wind of what they were attempting to do, they stood up, and guess what they did? They stood down really quick. They said, "We heard you. We made the decision to remove and evaluate certain Duck Dynasty items. We offended many of our loyal customers." Of course you did. "Our intent was to avoid offending, but that's just what we have done. That's what happens when America stands up, especially and namely on God's side. You told us we made a mistake," said Cracker Barrel, "and you weren't shy about it. You wrote, you called, and you took to social media to express your thoughts and feelings. You flat out told us that we were wrong," and Cracker Barrel said that they listened. So wait a second, when you really do stand up and fight, you mean you win?
When you really mean it and you don't just say, "Well, I'm kind of upset about this," when you demand a response, you mean you actually get one? Is that how that works? Could that be the spirit of our forefathers, you know, just going to unrighteousness and saying, "Listen, this shall not pass. Here's our line in the sand. You either change this or we will not support what you do." And all of a sudden, Cracker Barrel came back and apologized and actually changed and turned from their wicked ways and said, "We support this righteousness."
That's a little too much for me. That's what happened, Pete.
Is that how? I guess I've got to wrap my brain around
it. It kind of sounds familiar. So
yeah,
we see that when we're willing to stand up and fight.
Mm-hmm.
And do what God has called us to do, fight the good fight of faith by obeying his commandments first and foremost. He said you shall live.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird how that works out, because the fruit of that is what? Exactly what God said. You'll remain a free people as long as you do it within the confines of who Jesus Christ is.
You know, and it's interesting, too, because we were just sitting down having dinner with a couple people this week, or actually last week on Sunday, and, you know, the lady said it actually took a reality TV show star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, to actually do the job of what the pastor should be doing. Someone who's actually speaking out and saying what needs to be said. You know, and here's the deal. I went on The Blaze last night, and I looked at this article as the first response that Robertson had given since the controversy, okay?
Yep.
Now, he was at his White Ferry Road Church of Christ, okay? He was going to a Bible study. He addressed the group for about 45 minutes. This is what he said. Now, keep in mind, I've never watched a show of Duck Dynasty in my entire life, so I'm just judging this man by his fruits of what he has done based on what he has said to line up with Scripture. Because the Bible says you know a man by his fruits.
Yeah, because it's not an attack on Phil only. It's an attack, namely, Christians
exactly.
that are standing on the Word of God and are not moving. That's what the attack is aimed at, friends. And it's also aimed at your foundation.
And your freedom of speech.
That's right. So, and by the way, I'm not the one that said I wanted to fundamentally transform your country.
That's right.
This administration did. So who's working in cahoots with this administration? The state-run media is. Folks, if the state-run media was doing their job, he would not be there any longer.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the thing is, this is what he had to say. You know, of course, when you speak out against homosexuality and call it for what it is according to the Word of God, people say, "You're a hater. You're a hater." This is what he said. He said, "I love all men and women. And like you have always said on this radio show, Bradley, when does hate ever tell the truth? Sometimes we could go on this little thing. Sometimes people tell you things that you don't necessarily like to hear. But you know what? If you listen to it, it's going to better you in the long run." We were just talking about this last night. We were watching a particular guy who was critiquing people who were singing. And he would give him the straight up, "Oh, okay, that was horrible. That was probably the worst thing I've ever heard." Or he would say, no, try a different song. And it might seem like, gosh, this guy's pretty harsh, but he was right.
Sitting there looking at him, and I was telling my wife, I said, this man is being that kid's best friend. And what's interesting, and it's very prophetic, too. It's the job of the prophet. What is it? What is the heart of the prophet? Security and restoration.
Mm-hmm.
He's a protector, right? So in saying that, while I'm watching this video, I'm thinking to myself, whoa, this guy's really harsh. Kid gets up, starts to sing a song. He stops and he said, "Listen, no. I need you to do something different." This kid was literally fumbling over everything that he was attempting to do in front of thousands of people just in that arena. And that's outside of all the people that were watching him through the media.
That's right.
Right? So he said, "No, I need you to do something different." This little kid was literally, I think he was literally going to the bathroom in his pants because he was afraid that he was going to shut him down. He said, "Give me something else. You got a different song?" The kid said, "Yeah, I can do this song." Folks, he started to sing a different song. See what he did? He listened to the prophetic voice because the prophet got him on track. And once he got him on track, that little kid within minutes had a standing ovation by everybody because the prophet knew which one and which road to get him on. And straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And boy, did that kid shine like a diamond.
He did, but it took that man to who seemed all harsh to the people there. Once he got him on the right song, that kid blew the roof off the house because he needed to be in the right spot.
Yeah.
He was in a wrong song. He needed, no, that doesn't work for you. Try something that works for you.
That's right.
Then he found this niche and is like, wow. But going back to Robertson, he said, I love all men and women. I am a lover of humanity, not a hater. That's all he said while leading the Bible study. He said, I have been immoral, drunk, high. I ran with the wicked people for 28 years and have run with the Jesus people since, and the contrast is outstanding.
Yes.
I tell people, you are a sinner. We all are. Do you want to hear my story before I give you the bottom line on your story? So he's telling it straight like it is. And this is what he
says. What outlet are you making reference to?
This is The Blaze.
Okay, that's Glenn Beck's outlet.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
So it's pretty credible.
Oh, a very credible source.
Yeah. But, go ahead.
He says, common sense says we are not going to procreate the human race unless we have man and woman. From the beginning, Jesus said this. It is a man and a woman. Adam was made and Eve was made for this reason. They left their father and their mothers to be united to become one flesh. That's what marriage is all about.
Of course.
And then in speaking about sexual
sin. Matter
of
fact, if it wasn't done God's way, these homosexuals wouldn't be here, would they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't even complain about
it's
anything.
Amazing how that works. Yeah.
That is amazing. That's an excellent point. And in speaking about sexual sin, Robertson said that people get mad when it is discussed, but that he believes it is important to share the Bible's message. As for sins themselves, the Robertson family patriarch said that the human beings haven't changed much and that sin continues to plague men and women alike. But this is what I like what he had to say. He said Jesus will take away sins.
Through
his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. That's right. He said if you're a homosexual, he'll take it away. If you're an adulterer, he said, if you're a liar, what's the difference? If you break one sin, what he meant to say is one commandment, you might as well break them all.
They want special victim status.
That's right. But when he's going there, he's saying, listen, it's not just if you're a homosexual. What does the commandment say? If you're an adulterer.
That's right.
If you're a liar.
Did you see the adulterers attack him? Did you see the thieves attack
him? That's right.
No, you did not.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the method of totalitarianism again. What did you see in the state-run media, though? A biased media. Remember how I was talking about the uncivil rights leader, Jesse Jackson, the wannabe, because he just can't be what MLK was?
That's right.
Well, Reverend Jesse Jackson just hours ago weighed in on the raging Duck Dynasty controversy. Folks, mock outrage. It's not as big as they want you to believe it is. Controversy over star Phil Robertson's opinion on homosexuality, claiming, this is Jesse Jackson, the statements uttered by Robertson are more offensive than the driver of civil rights icon Rosa Parks on the bus. Are you kidding me? Hey, listen, mister. If anybody should know any... folks, shame upon you. Jesse Jackson, the wannabe, is condemning Phil Robertson for promoting what the word says, when in fact, when you look at Jesse Jackson's, his title, what is he called? A reverend. A reverend of what?
The Bible, maybe?
No, he's not. Mm. Hey, let me tell you something, Mr. Jesse Jackson. You don't equate the color of a man's skin with the choice that man commits when he commits the act of sin, namely the homosexuals. When a black man is born, he didn't tell God what color he was going to be. That was God's choice, okay? Now, when a homosexual is born, black or white, it doesn't matter as to who he is. It does matter as to the choices that he makes. And when a homosexual commits the act of homosexuality, he is making a choice. And I want to tell you this. If he says or she says she can't help themselves, then they belong behind bars. They're mentally ill.
And like you brought up.
Do I make the choice every day to do the things that I do by abiding by the laws of the land? Absolutely I do. But the bottom line here is you have a group of people that, namely through the biased state-run media, that are trying to be so biased and keep America, the American people, so ignorant and stupefied and dummied down that they don't want you to know the difference, friends. See, and this is a perfect example of why I always point my finger back at the founding documents. Because when you read the founding documents, you're always going to know when these fools stand up like this Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend for what? The book of what? Divide and conquer? Man, that's really what it comes down to. Now, friends, when we come back, I'm gonna spank Piers Morgan publicly. And if you'd like to call in, now's the time. 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown of freedomoutpost.com. I support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for their willingness to go into the state-run public schools and to present both God's law and his gospel to the young people being indoctrinated in the system. I believe God is using his message to get young people to think about government, about God, and about eternity. May God continue to bless the efforts of Bradley Dean and his staff.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Clarity, 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 clarity. What I am saying is when a man is born black, it wasn't his choice to be black or white or yellow or green or whatever the case might be. When a homosexual commits the act of sodomy, he is making a choice to commit the act. Because I say, friends, right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. Purity must always be purity. Right and wrong are a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Let me ask you the question. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Because when you do away with the law, you have no crime. And criminals love that mentality. That's why they're at war with God's moral law. Because right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Because we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves by doing that which is right, just and true, by attempting to excuse themselves by saying, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Folks, this is very specious, but it's utterly false, because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Because sin is moral, not physical. So don't ever fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for their lawlessness. I ask, when a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he can't help himself? No! If your employer owes you, or employee, I'm sorry, owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he can't serve you? How's that going to go over? Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he spent all the money and therefore can't pay it? Because, after all, he was born that way? Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he can't understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says again, I was born this way, I can't help myself. You know, there's a lot of people behind bars right now that say, I just can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moral issue, friends. Not a physical issue, because physically, you have to make a choice as to how you're going to respond morally.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you fall for this doctrine, it's dangerous. Because the law of God is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. It's not going to fly on the day of judgment. Let's get over to Piers Morgan, because this guy is a clear glutton for punishment. Folks, we saw his repeated attempts and attacks on the Second Amendment, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, concerning the gun control debates, and gun control is what it's about. In the wake of the Newton shootings, here's Piers Morgan. At that particular point, he was getting spanked by Mr. Nugent.
That seems to be a pattern for him.
It really is. But a couple nights ago on his program, Morgan criticized Phil Robertson, again, his recent anti-gay remarks.
Pro-family.
Yeah, pro-family, friends.
Yeah.
As repulsive, and claimed that he should be fired. Why? Here is Piers Morgan attacking the Constitution of the United States incessantly, and someone speaks out against those that are violating the laws of our constitutional republic, and he says on his show he has the gall to say he should be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! In America, did you not catch that? Who should be fired? Who should be sent to exile? Who should be deported back to his own country? Extradited.
I like that.
Send him back. But yet on his program, December 19th, he invites a, to his own discredit, majorly.
He should have thought that one through, my gosh. A little bit better his perspective.
Hey, folks, I just got to get it going here for you.
Oh.
And you ready? If I had a baby right now, I'd just, you know, a soundbite I'd play for you. Because this is pretty harsh stuff, friends. Here we go.
Public utterance by Jesus.
Okay, here is this absolute criminal
about
in thought. You want to talk about hate crimes? He's attacking our laws. All crime is motivated by hate. What is crime? It's the violation of law. You ready for this, Chase?
As a Christian man, can you point to a single public utterance by Jesus Christ, the Christ in Christianity, about gay people or about a gay lifestyle? Can you name one single thing?
Go to Sodom and Gomorrah.
I'll name... Pierce. Number one, in Matthew 5, Jesus said he didn't come to abolish the Torah, but to fulfill. He takes the sexual morals of the Torah to a higher level. Number two, in Matthew 15, he says all sexual acts committed outside of marriage defile the human being. And in Matthew 19, he says marriage, as God intended it, is the union of one man and one woman for life. Look, Jesus did not address wife beating or heroin shooting, but we don't use that argument for silence. But in point of fact, he, as a first century Jew, of course he reinforced these things. And Pierce,
right,
I'd encourage you to restudy what Scripture says. We should love our neighbors ourselves, but that doesn't mean that we approve everything of our neighbor.
But there are several problems with that interpretation. One,
That's right. Now listen to this guy. Now here is a. Now these are the kind of people that they expect you to believe. Now listen to this guy. The first thing he says, and this is a church, a Pharisaical answer, friends. That's your interpretation, and you'll notice the problems that people always say. You know, that's your interpretation. It always comes back to this one thing: obedience to God's will. That's where they always, well, that's your interpretation. Oh, your interpretation is that you can go ahead and do what you want to do and God's okay with it?
And this is what I like the Bible says.
Isn't that incredible?
I want it to be according to my sinful lifestyle.
That's right.
I interpret it that Jesus really didn't quite mean it that way. He more meant it like this way because that's what I prefer in my sinful life.
Let's listen to this joker. And friends, a joker he is, and no understanding of our foundations whatsoever. Listen to what this guy says. This is your interpretation, he said back to Dr. Michael Brown. Here we go.
One, the New Testament absolutely does offer the words and the voice of Jesus, and he very explicitly does not talk about being gay. And even the scripture you cited about marriage is very different than talking about being gay. And even if you say that
marriage is one man and one woman, sir. Let me finish.
I heard everything you said. I just want to respond to it. When you say, if you're saying that he's confirming the Old Testament, well, the Old Testament is far from clear around gay marriage or around gay acts.
Are you sure about that?
If you let me finish, I'll tell you how I'm sure
about it. This is incredible.
Leviticus, according to most biblical scholars, it's not about being gay. If you talk about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, for example, it's really about being inhospitable to neighbors. It's about prostitution. It's about many other
things.
Hebrew scholarship is my background. I have a PhD in Semitic languages. Leviticus 18 is quite explicit.
22.
For a man to lie with a man is contrary to what God
intended.
It's
an abomination.
Right, wreck him as part of the disposal system. It's not meant for sexuality.
But here's this CNN political and analyst sitting there trying to discredit the word of God, saying there's no clarity, when in fact is, do you have a mom and a dad?
Okay.
I mean, come on.
I got to just get this right. So you're saying that the Lord rained down sulfur balls of sulfur from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah because they were inhospitable to their neighbors?
Right. Yeah. No,
wow.
they're actually trying to break in. They didn't want the women. They wanted the men.
That's right.
That's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous to say
God
rained down
fruit.
Fire.
We can see the fruit of God's wrath. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and we're seeing just this at work today. Let me finish this piece. This is CNN. This is Piers Morgan getting spanked, but this last individual was trying to combat Dr. Michael Brown by saying that's your interpretation, when in fact, friends, Scripture is clear and so is common sense. And by the way, the laws of nature and nature God and nature's God clarify exactly as to the abominable acts of the homosexual radicals. But let me finish this point.
God designed a man to be with a woman. That's pretty obvious. That's not hateful to say it. That's obvious. And really, the Hebrew scriptures are clear on this, sir.
There are few.
And see, again, what they do is they try to revert back to their stupidity. Come on. You got to believe me because you like my personality.
Right, exactly.
This isn't about principles, friends. This isn't about the truth. This is a matter of, do you like who I am?
Yeah. And if you go to those passages.
I'm talking about the CNN political analysis.
And if you go to the passages in the Bible that talk about homosexuality, if you go to Leviticus and you go all the way around the boards, you can see clearly that the Lord is very clear. It's like, thou shalt not kill. That's not left up to interpretation. That's very clear. You can't read anything into it.
No, but these people, they want to go out and kill, and then they say that's your interpretation.
Yeah, exactly.
Or steal, and then say, well, that's your interpretation, judge.
Exactly.
Well, it doesn't work. You don't have, folks, you don't have the freedom to go ahead and combat the judge with his own law.
Yeah, and I have to say, too, on personal experience, because I actually went to a school where Dr. Michael Brown was an overseer of that school for some time. And one day in class, we actually sat down and we threw out scriptures to him just to say, like, okay, where's this in the Bible? Like, everyone's trying to, you know, catch him up. Like, you don't know where this is or that is. I mean, remote
and
places.
Snare him.
Yeah, remote places in scripture where people, hardly anyone would really know. And we'd throw it out, and he's like, oh, are you talking about that and this, and this?
Yes.
So he knows the word, and it's not his opinion. It's not Robertson's opinion. It's not your opinion.
Let me just ask you something. What is the fruit of the homosexual's lifestyle?
Well, if you look in the natural,
hate,
death.
That's exactly
physical
right.
Physical death from those choices because
Where's the reproduction?
There's no reproduction. Homosexuals, all the rates, the statistics of their health going downhill.
All the way. Tell them that it's bad for their health, because if you do, they'll decry that they're victims of someone warning them to actually protect their physical body from disease. Don't do that, Stephanie.
You know,
that's how ridiculous these people are, friends.
And that's sincere. It's like, who's looking out for them? Someone saying, listen, first of all, your sin is an abomination before God. That's what Scripture calls it. Then you continue to go on and say, listen, look at the lifestyle. Look at the fruit of that lifestyle. Look at the health. Look at AIDS. Look at all these different things that can happen to you because the choices that you're making. I'm looking out for you and saying, listen, I don't want you to die.
I got to get to a real quick point here. Friends, it's also interesting to note Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx actually jumped on the bandwagon attacking Mr. Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And then once he seen the backlash across the country, he tried to omit what he had actually posted. People said, this will never go away. We're going to let everybody know what you believe. So it's not working out good for the Satanist himself neither. Folks, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.